You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Andrea Allen has assumed the role of Executive Director of the Delta Center for Economic Development at Arkansas State University. Allen joined A-State as a Deputy Director for the Delta Center in 2016 and was elevated to Interim Executive Director earlier in 2018, and she just recently became the Executive Director. In just over 5 months as Interim Director, Allen oversaw the expansion of services with key constituent groups and added new programs. Most notable was the awarding of a five-year, $564,000 grant, which was an EDA University Center grant and reestablishment of the University Center designation for the Delta Center. I conducted the interview with Allen and asked her to tell a little bit about herself.
So I am a native of Walnut Ridge, small town outside of Jonesboro, went to school at Hoxie, and then actually for a couple of years went to Williams Baptist College and then finished up my degree in political science here at Arkansas State University. And then as far as my career, right after college, I opened up the first U.S. Senate office in Jonesboro for Senator Tim Hutchinson and ran that office for about 3.5 years and then moved on down to Little Rock to manage all the state offices for him. And after that, I went to work for Camp Robinson down in North Little Rock as a military contractor and the director of family programs, so prepared soldiers and families for deployments, make sure that they had shared all the information they needed, and then upon their return to make sure soldiers and their families were reunited successfully and also had all the resources at their disposal to make that work. From there, I went to work for the city of Cabot as operations director. At the time, it was the fourth fastest growing city in Arkansas. It may still be. I just haven't checked that statistic lately. Mm-hmm. And so worked hands-on on infrastructure. We built a community center. We passed a bond for upgrades to the water system. From there, I went to work for our current governor. At the time, he was candidate for governor, and that was not the campaign he won. Governor Mike Beebe beat him then. And then went to work for Congressman Rick Crawford here and brought me back to Jonesboro and was there for about 5 years. This opportunity at the Delta Center came open, and I jumped on it mostly because I had gone through the Delta Leadership Institute the year before while in the congressman's office and just absolutely fell in love with the program and everything it offered. And the Arkansas State Delta Center helps administer that program. And this gave me an opportunity to work on it in my job. So I'm happy to be here. Started out as public affairs director for the Delta Center. From there, went to deputy director, interim director, and now executive director.
And so with that, what are some of the things that you're doing to be able to, help as you all do outreach into the communities? And we'll talk about what the Delta Center does here in a sec. But so what are you doing in your position?
Well, in my position right now is rebuilding the Delta Center. We've had a lot of staff changes recently, and so we will be hiring a couple more people. Our current projects are, like I mentioned before, administering the Delta Leadership Institute, and that's a leadership program of the Delta Regional Authority in 8 states. We've had about 600 people go through the program now. That's one of the things that we are working on, getting ready for next week and then all the weeks that follow with Delta Leadership Institute. We have done some work with the Arkansas Rural Hospital Partnership down in southeast Arkansas, doing assessments of their hospitals as they try to share resources to be more efficient and cut costs in rural hospitals. And then we helped with the strategic plan, Jefferson Regional Medical Center down in Pine Bluff, which has opened up a new opportunity for us to do community health needs assessments for rural hospitals. Mm-hmm. You know, so many of them are going out of state and paying consultants a lot of money to do those. So we could do it cheaper. We could save them money, and it would also be helping us. So that's a new opportunity. Some of the other things that we've been working on are the EDA University Center. We wrote the grant, and we have been successful, and so now it's implementation time on that. And so just getting ready for it. Lots of good things going on at the Delta Center.
Y'all are busy.
We are busy.
That's a good thing. So let me tell us a bit about the Delta Center. Mm-hmm. People who may not know about what you all do. I know you talked a little bit about that, but tell us a bit about y'all's mission.
Yeah, you bet. So the Delta Center, in my mind, is the connector of the university to communities for economic development purposes. And so what that means is, communities in the Delta here in Northeast Arkansas, we always say Delta, but that includes our Hill Counties. And whatever their needs may be, it could be from training a chamber board on their roles and responsibilities and what to do, we convened a meeting for members or leaders in Hoxie who were wanting to do a museum, Civil Rights Museum. So we can convene meetings. We can do economic impact analysis, which, communities now have to have a third party do those studies if they're spending $100,000 on an economic development project. So we can do those. But in my mind, we're the outreach center for the university, and that connection for communities to call and say, hey, can the university find me, a facilitator? Can they find the expert in education, something specific on education? And we're kind of that call that you could make, and we can go out and find those resources and connect them for you.
Andrea Allen joins us here on KASU. When you talk about that, I've seen a lot of where you've been out in, you said in the Hill Country, like you've been out in Batesville and Mountain mm-hmm. Home and other areas and that. And it seems like that's one of the things you all do an awful lot is not only do you have the offices here where you have businesses and others that can come there, but you all are on the road an awful lot going out to them.
We are on the road a lot, going out to them and to meetings, and that's when you find out what is going on. It benefits the university to have a face that's out there in communities mm-hmm. providing assistance, and it also benefits the communities because we have a wealth of resources and expertise here on campus, and it kind of opens that up for communities to tap into. In addition to us at the Delta Center, we have a contract with Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions. And they have two people who work out of the Delta Center in the manufacturers, and they do provide training solutions for them. And they do a fantastic job. They're actually adding a third person. We work with A-State Small Business Technology and Development Center. They are also located at the Delta Center, and Communities Unlimited. So we have a great team there at the Delta Center that we all work together and connect together. Who's going to this meeting? Who's doing this training? So that we aren't duplicating what each other does, but instead we're working together. We have a contract with ASU Newport at the Delta Center's location on Kruger Drive mm-hmm. in the Industrial Park, where they do workforce training. The Delta Center used to provide that, and then ASU Newport was needing to expand and offer more things in that area, and mm-hmm. so we partnered with them to provide that training. And we also have a partnership with the Northeast Arkansas Economic Development Coalition. That's a group of six counties right here in Northeast Arkansas that meet regularly to talk about who's doing what's going on, and how they can help each other. The smaller communities don't have the resources of a Jonesboro Paragould. And Mark Young with the Jonesboro Unlimited and Jonesboro Chamber of Commerce, and Sue McGowan with the Paragould Chamber, are the president and vice president of this group, and they are working with the smaller community saying, hey, this has worked for us. You can try this, try that. Or it's just a great sharing opportunity. We went through a regional plan with that group not too long ago to identify how the whole region could work together. And that's actually one of my goals as executive director, is to kind of become that regional voice, that regional advocate on projects. A good example would be future I-57. It's great for communities to be saying what it means to them, but there needs to be a regional voice that's out there that's making the push for, it would connect all of the A-State campuses or ASU campuses along the way from Little Rock to here, and just providing that regional voice.
And that sounds great. And it sounds like that in this particular area, while there's so much growth that takes place in Paragould and in Jonesboro and that. And it, you have some smaller communities in that, and there's some significant challenges that are in the area. And we were talking about the Delta Regional Authority and the Delta Leadership Institute and that. How does the work that you all are doing with those agencies, and the Delta Regional Authority is a federal agency, how do y'all work with them to be able to try to address some of the unique challenges that are here in this part of the state?
Well, leadership has actually been identified as one of the number one issues in the Delta, is that, I mean, we have leaders, but getting them involved and to make a difference. And so the Leadership Institute gives skills to leaders at any level that they could take back and try to make a difference in their community. You know, the first thing is for communities to come together and take a hard look at what are their assets, how could they grow, what could they offer. One of the best examples I've seen is Walnut Ridge, you know, with the Beatles, what they have done with that, and that was just identifying an asset they had that separated them from all the other towns. They could then draw in a festival of, you know, 15,000 people, which to small communities is really big. And so sharing their story with other communities and saying, hey, have you thought about a festival? That'd be a lot of tax dollars generated when people come in for your festival. So sharing best practices, offering training solutions. We can convene regional meetings to have someone from the DRA come in and talk about the grants that they have and how communities could apply for them. You know, the Arkansas Department of Rural Services, have them come in and talk to them, even the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management. And so convening those meetings, sharing best practices is a good way to help. And then doing studies. I mean, we can share case studies that have been done on similar communities, or we can also do case studies to share with them.
So it sounds like that this part of Arkansas State, this outreach part, really is outreach. It's an educational outreach, because there might be a lot of communities and others who may not know that these things even exist.
You're exactly right. Well, you know, you take a newly elected mayor or county judge, and it never fails, right after they take office, what happens? You know, it's flooding, ice storm, tornado, and they don't even know the process yet. And so that's something that we would like to do more of, is to do a regional meeting with those leaders and bring in like a Arkansas Department of Emergency Management to walk through the steps before the ice storm or tornado or whatever it may be will hit. So right now we are going to be assessing the needs of, the resources of the university, everything that we have to offer to communities. And then we'll go out to communities and say, this is what we have to offer. What do you need? And I think that's going to be very telling when they talk about what they're going to need. Water, wastewater is always going to be a big issue. And so making sure that they know the process to go through to get help, either at the state or federal level, that's one of the resources we could provide.
So you deal with county officials and like mayors and aldermen on city councils and that. What about like small businesses and people who own businesses?
Yes, absolutely, we do. Our partners are the ones that do a lot of the training for business and industry. Mm-hmm. And so just connecting them to the SBTDC that's housed at the Delta Center or Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions. One of the initiatives that we want to take a hard look at are interns in those facilities, to make sure that they know who to contact to get interns for summer programs. And that helps our students as well as helping them. And I want to make sure that that's utilized to the fullest. I don't know if we will actually house that program or someone else, but we will certainly be a connector to it.
Andrea Allen joining us here on KASU. She's Executive Director of the Arkansas State University Delta Center for Economic Development. You were talking about students. How have you been able to use students in previously, or maybe you're using them now, to be able to help in, you know, I guess twofold? One, it helps them in their education, and it helps you all in what you're doing to try and help communities.
Absolutely, it does. And I think that we will be able to tap into that more. A-State Innovate actually comes under the Delta Center as well.
And oh, great. Yeah. That's awesome.
And we have used students down at the garage location. They've put together marketing plans. They do the social media. It gives them training to, hey, I actually have to show up for work. I have to be there at a certain time. So students are learning those things as well as getting hands-on experience working basically. I mean, it's the university, but it's like a business. And then they also come into contact with people who are wanting to do startups, and they're learning all of those resources. Well, this is what you need in providing that. So it's beneficial for everyone. And we've had students at the Delta Center, too, and they do a lot of different research for us on issues that come up. Like today, someone called about an old school building and what to do with it. And so I kind of handed off the project to a student intern and said, can you check with Arkansas Department of Heritage and all these other resources and see what assistance we could give them? So it's a great learning experience for students.
So when you all are taking on a project to be able to help either businesses or to be able to help local officials in that, what are the things that you do to be able to try to, you know, kind of measure your efforts by way of, you know, how we can provide those resources to people? I guess, are there different, you know, analysis that you do or studies that you all are a part of, if you know what I'm trying to ask? How do y'all work with that together?
I do. The University Center is going to simplify that for us because it specifically had an area of 12 counties listed that we could help. And in that, we're getting software to do the economic impact analysis, where before we were, you know, getting finding a professor, partnering with them to try to do it when they could. But like on economic impact analysis, people need turnaround very quickly because they have a business that's wanting to locate there and they're trying to decide on incentives. What should the city do? And so as a part of that grant, this software that we're getting will tell us exactly what to input and shoot out the results that we could then hand off, and it would be free. Whereas before, a city would have to pay an outside source to get a turnaround that quickly, and it would cost considerable amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be able to offer that for free, and we're excited about that. You know, the work that we've done most recently down in South Arkansas is actually outside of those 12 counties that are identified in this new grant, but only the University Center would be confined to that. We will be able to work all up and down the Delta and into the Hill counties, too.
If people want information about what you all are doing, you know, if you have businesses or local officials, how do they get a hold of you all here?
Well, we have our website. It's connected directly to the A-State website. So it's astate.edu/Delta Center, I believe. Mm-hmm. And then our phone number is 870-972-3000. And so you could call anytime or email me at anallen@astate.edu.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add, please?
Yeah, one of the exciting things that we're also looking at is delivering executive education courses. It would be different from the workforce training that's offered, that ASU Newport offers in the Workforce Training Consortium. This would be, you know, meeting the leadership needs of business and industry. People who want to strengthen a certain skill will be working with our professors who want to offer, you know, anything from a 2-hour course to a week long course in executive education. And so stay tuned on that. That's one of the initiatives that we are hoping to launch soon.
So that's exciting to be able to see how Arkansas State once again is making another impact in the communities through that,
yeah,
through those classes.
Yes, because any time that we help strengthen the skills of leaders in our communities, It builds up our communities economically, hopefully, and then, you know, in return, we will get more students.
When you think about economic development, what all goes into economic development of areas that you all have to take a look at the Delta Center?
First, you need to start with community development, and they've kind of put those together now, community and economic development. But you've got to take a look at your community. Is it does it look good to investors who are coming in? Are people friendly when they come in? You know, someone may just stop at a gas station or restaurant to see how people react to them. to outsiders. And I've heard countless stories about people doing that. And if they were treated rudely, they just dismissed the community. So it's getting the community ready, you know, how it looks and how they act towards people that are coming in. And then on economic development, right now, our big push has been with innovation and entrepreneurship. And so it is, you know, if people have ideas that they want to develop, getting them plugged in to A-State Innovate to further their product, to do prototypes, and then making sure they have all the resources to commercialize it. And so that's one of the big pushes right now, you know, keeping it with startups and small business, aside from what Arkansas Manufacturing Solutions is doing out with manufacturers. But we can also work with them, you know, if they have a site that they're wanting to develop, provide technical assistance for that. But right now the priority would be entrepreneurship and innovation.
Andrea Allen is Executive Director of the Delta Center for Economic Development at Arkansas State University. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU.